Episode 93, 7 Facts Everyone Should Know About Principles.
Welcome to the Principles in Practice podcast. This is where we discuss biblical principles for life and learning. I'm your host, Heather Hall, and this is my co-host,
Brian Hall.
How's it going, everyone? Thanks for joining me for this episode on 7 Facts Everyone Should Know About Principles. It's a matter of principle, one might declare. And some will stand faithfully with this individual, while others may look down their noses upon him or her, or wave them off as ignorant. But what do we mean when we talk about principles? Additionally, what's the big deal about them? While there are plenty of talking points about them, here are 7 facts that everyone should know about principles. Now, the definition of principle from Webster's 1828 dictionary is, in a general sense, the cause, source, or origin of anything, that from which a thing proceeds. For instance, America's origin proceeds from biblical principles. Another definition from Webster's is ground, foundation, that which supports an assertion, an action, or a series of actions, or of reasoning. Therefore, one may reason from principles. Additionally, it's defined as a general truth, a law comprehending many subordinate truths, as the principles of morality, of law, of government, etc. In this instance, we see a connection of principles to government. The second point about principles is that they are governing. Samuel Adams knew that in order for the colonies to withstand tyranny, they had to unite on principles. Specifically, they'd have to unite on constitutional principles. And furthermore, they would need to also unite in purpose. And truly, it's the same for the states today. In case you're unaware, there are 7 founding principles upon which America is founded, and over time, they've been forgotten by far and large. That said, it's up to us to learn them and to become watchmen for anything counter to them. If we don't, our constitutional federal representative republic will continue to erode and morph into an unrecognizable to us form of government. To summarize, the framers took a biblical, classical approach to founding our nation. Thirdly, they are more than short and to the point. Recently, an individual was expressing that principles are short and to the point. In this way, they think they're perfect for when writing letters to our legislators. However, this is a narrow understanding of them. Deeper than this, they guide us into reasoning if legislation is in line with America's form of government and her founding principles. And this is a critical point for all individuals to learn, especially those serving in our legislative branch. In American history, we've been given 7 founding principles to guide us in keeping our republic. Fourthly, principles supersede issues. Have you ever taken the time to view your legislator's live debate on legislation? In case you don't know, your state live streams the sessions on bills up for a vote. While recently watching a live session over a controversial bill, I was struck by what a waste of time legislators take going back and forth on issues. Issues are arguable. An individual is convinced of this opinion, while the other individual is convinced of that opinion. However, principles are not arguable. If our legislators genuinely care about our Constitution and our Republic, it would do them well to learn our founding principles and their counter principles. To say nothing of the fact that this is true of individuals in general, and this is because we'd all be able to say, these are our 7 principles. Now let's ask if any of these 7 are violated by this proposed legislation. If yes, we start from scratch or toss it. If no, we can press forward with making it a law. Representatives and other individuals could reason together for the sake of keeping our federal constitutional representative republic. Oh, how much trouble America would be spared. Fifthly, everyone has principles. Someone had shared that a thought floats around among some individuals, but the other side doesn't live by principles, so it's futile to speak to principles. Instead, we need to appeal to the legislators' emotions. Well, everyone lives by principles. It's just that some are in line with the Bible and others counter to it. And some choose to be in line with America's founding principles, while others choose to be in line with counter principles of America's form of government. But at the root of every single issue is at least one principle. And once we can identify what that principle is, then we can reason logically about it. Again, this is with the idea that it's done so in favor of restoring and keeping our republic. Sixth on our list is principles are foundational. Remember, this definition of principle from Webster's 1828 dictionary, ground, foundation, that which supports an assertion, an action, or a series of actions or of reasoning. Psalm 11:3 gives us a biblical principle about foundations. It teaches us, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, bad legislation is like a chisel. Slowly, as each bad bill is passed into law, our foundations are being chiseled away. And oh, how deceptive and enticing some of these bills can be. For instance, education or sports through the government school at no cost to me? People think I'm on board. Or free government money for my homeschool if I sign up with a charter school? Many people think, sign me up today. Food for free? Many people say, fill up my shopping basket. Or free lunch program at the park during summer through the government school system? To which many people think, let's go picnic. And on the socialist program list grows. Sadly, some mistakenly stand for many socialist programs, and the question we must ask is why? Perhaps it's because the body of Christ has relinquished her role to care for others, and in doing so, the government has taken on this role via the votes of people, or by tacit consent, or maybe through their representatives who adhere to socialism. Hear that chisel chipping away at our foundations? It's getting louder over time. Unaware, many people are trading liberty for a false sense of security, and indeed, this is tragic. Last but not least, principles will restore our republic. True, some of our foundation has been destroyed, but not all of it. So, what can the righteous do? Certainly, we can start rebuilding. It won't happen overnight, mind you. After all, socialist programs have been slipped in over time. But it can be done. And it begins with our own education. Then we need to educate anyone who will listen and do. Our children, our families, our friends, our neighbors, our churches, our legislators. Especially as Christians who are American, we need to teach them in our Christian homeschools with America's form of education. Specifically, our form of education is a biblical classical education. We need to begin with returning power at the local level to the states, for each state is a sovereign little kingdom of its own, and then we continue to narrow it down to even more local levels, such as counties and cities and communities. Get equipped. Principled Academy is offering courses and memberships to Christian homeschooling parents who want to grow more in their personal relationship with the Lord, seek Him for what to teach their children, disciple their children in life and learning, their families to think, reason, and live according to biblical principles. See the link of biblical living, thinking, and reasoning for the discipling of nations. Become capable, confident, and equipped in discipling your children with the Biblical Classical Homeschool Experience membership. Go to principledacademy.com, click on the icon for courses and memberships to learn more. I look forward to seeing you in the membership.
As always, if you're looking for additional resources or support, you can visit our website at principledacademy.com, check out our shop and our blog, and you can also find us on Facebook at Christian Homeschooling with Bible Principles, also on Instagram under Principal Academy. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Well, this is Heather Hall.
And this is Brian Hall.
For Christ and His glory.